Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupo. Hey, just got off the streets, street preaching. Want to share with you something I hope will edify you. How do worldly sinful things fit in your life? How do worldly sinful things fit in your life? I was waiting for Sister Amen outside a big store, Walmart, and I saw this man with a Walmart worker trying to fit a huge TV, like 8 feet long, in his little tiny car. It was really sad. And it got me to thinking about the worldly things that Satan has devised and people fitting it into their life. Let's talk about that topic. Satan, the god of this world, 2 Corinthians 4:4, had designed many snares. Paul talks about they're caught in the snare of the devil to entrap mankind in sin, flesh, worldliness, to bring them to God's condemnation. He knows he's headed to the lake of fire. He wants to take as many with him as he can. So he uses flesh and tempts people and draws them to it. The Bible, all over its pages, it's hard to believe churchianity. Well, they can't see it, but I guess it's because they're not born of the Spirit. They're not seeking it. Those of the Spirit see the truth. Those not cannot see the truth. They have not ears to hear, eyes to see. The Bible warns against worldly sinful things in the life of a holy blood-bought saint. We're to live holy, we're to come out, we're not to seek the corruptible, sinful things of the world. 1 John 2:15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Yeah, the world, that would be that which is sinful and of the fallen flesh that is against God's ways. Television definitely falls into that, as does most of Satan's kingdom around us. I get it. Grocery stores aren't sinful. You need food. A lot of jobs aren't sinful. You need to work. A car is not sinful. You need to go to work or get groceries. But when you test things, sports, politics, movies, entertainment, pride, vanity, fashion, college, public school, sporting events, I think I already said that, festivals, musical events, these are not of God. These are of the world, and they cannot fit into the life of a true saint. Philippians 4:8 is a good test. Whatever is good, pure, true, worthy, lovely, noble, focus on these things. Your phone can be used for sin and porn. Your phone can be used for your website to spread the gospel and connect with other saints and make videos to put on the internet to guide people to God's truth. So you got to spiritually discern these things. A phone is not evil and wicked. What you do with it is evil and wicked, like time. Your time is not evil and wicked. What do you do with your time? That's evil and wicked. And I need to throw in here the world, the trees. I'm looking at palm trees here. They plant palm trees all over Florida down here. And we were just out street preaching and, you know, we saw birds walking around and water. That's not of the world and sinful. But what's of the world and sinful is what Satan creates to steal your soul in great sin. God's word tells us what is sin. 1 John 2:16, for all that is in the world, the lust of the eyes, the pride of the flesh, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. So you got to differentiate what's of the Father, what's of the world, and God's people born by his Spirit live for eternity, not the temporal and the corruptible. We live for the incorruptible. Amen. And then verse 17 from 1 John 2. And the world passeth away and the lust thereof, and he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. So ask yourselves, are you doing the will of God in whatever you do through this world, in this world, with your time? Are you doing the will of God? Super Bowls aren't the will of God. Carnality and idle hobbies aren't the will of God. Wasting your money on foolishness of the flesh is not the will of God. Wasting your life on pride and vanity is not the will of God. Ponder that. You need the spiritual eyes to see. You need the gospel. Check out the gospel, the shed blood of Jesus Christ and his resurrection. When you repent and want all truth, God will give you the Holy Spirit. And he'll guide you in truth, holiness, obedience, and you endure. That's the path to eternal life. We teach it at don'tperish.com. Check out the gospel there. But Apostle Paul is instructing us in the scriptures, we're to examine our lives. 2 Corinthians 13:4-5. For though he was crucified through weakness, yet he liveth by the power of God. For when we also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God toward you. Examine yourselves, whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Christ Jesus is in you, except you be a reprobate. So think about this. I'm speaking to blood-bought saints here by that gospel. Have you tested everything you're doing? Everything in your life? How you spend your time, your money, how you dress, who you associate with, what you preach, your drive, your motivation, your goals? Are you focused on holiness and righteousness in the Spirit in all of your life every day? Or do you still have areas in your life you need to work on and repent? What one thing do you lack that will keep you out of the kingdom? Like Adam and Eve, like the rich young ruler. And then speaking to seekers that are just outside of Christ's gospel completely, we just love you enough to ask you, what's going to become of you as you fill your life up daily, day after day, with carnal, fleshly, worldly things that God's going to come and burn away? 2 Thessalonians 1, going to come and destroy all the systems of Satan. And he's going to destroy all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel. Go read 2 Thessalonians 1. What's going to become of you? We love you enough to call you out and tell you the truth. You better get in Christ. He's the spiritual ark. Otherwise, you're going to be drowned. You're going to be drowned in the wrath of God because of your sin. You have no covering if you're living a worldly life. So think about that man with the TV. He spent like 30 minutes getting in this car. I was walking around, handing out gospel cards, and I saw him there. Yeah, 30 minutes it took him. There's a huge chance that that man spent way more time trying to get that TV in his car than he did seeking the kingdom of God that day. What is that going to do for him on judgment day with that kind of fruit? It's only going to bring wrath. This is why we go in the street. This is why we tell the gospel truth. This is why we call people to Christ. This is why we say, test yourself. I think my master said it best, Mark 8:36. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Come out of the world. Saints, if you still need work on that. Seekers, you need to repent and obey that gospel. Seek the kingdom of God with all that you are. This world is dying and fading. Your life is but a vapor. Forsake the world. Forsake its ways. Become a child of God and seek the kingdom. We're here to help you. Love you all. Hope that edified you. Check out don'tperish.com and all the resources. Till next time. May God be praised.